Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We are going to get right to the callers, so we will keep this very short. It's simple. Last night, beyond the obvious of it being incredible to watch, entertaining, thrilling, all that jazz. I mean it when I tell you. That is one of the best regular season wins in the National Football League in my memory of watching this sport for over 30 years. You're on the road at a first place team who effectively was off of a bye week with 10 days of rest because of their Thursday night game. Had to have it, had a players only meeting, jumped you. You had a couple of bad bounces early, like the first couple picks. I don't blame Jared Goff. It's just things happen. And to battle back from 23-7, to do it the way you're doing it, to do it on a night your quarterback wasn't very good. It gets to a point once they made it 23-13, I go, you know what? They're going to be okay here. Now, I don't know if they'll pull it off. When they got to 23-20, mortal lock. I was fully convinced they're winning the game.
Yeah. 23-13, I was convinced they were winning the game when C.J. Stroud threw the pick in the end zone. Then, because at that point, that play changes everything. They catch that. You're looking at 30-13, and chances are that's just a little bit too much. I don't know if the Lions had that much voodoo to turn that around.
No.
But
no.
You made the pick, and now you go down and you score. Yeah, right. Amon Ra scores the touchdown on a play when he's running out. I'm like, okay, that's just going to be a screen to Amon Ra. But apparently the Texans didn't see that. He catches it, and everybody's just standing and like, you know he's going to run the end zone.
The other game ball, it's simple. What the Lions fans pulled off last night was ridiculous. I mean, I'm not going to, do hyperbole. It wasn't 50-50. But if you told me it was 60% Texan fans, 40% Lion fans, I'd believe it. Mike Tirico saw it. Collinsworth saw it. They acknowledged it. And if you watched the game, you heard it. The louder your TV was, the more you heard Lion fan, because I'm telling you, I was sitting there, and at one point, I just said it. I go, dude, this is a road game. Listen to this. It's third down for the Texans, and it's loud in their own building. Lion fans, you got it was incredible. And now it's setting up the possibility of the Rico Beard kissing booth making its way to Indianapolis in 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Book signing at St. Elmo's. My life as a Spartan. Pure pain and tragedy.
Yeah, you got Jacksonville, you got Indianapolis.
At Indianapolis, the Lions may take half that stadium.
I think they take more than half.
Listen, let's face it, as Spartans, it's the only time we're ever going to see the inside of Lucas Oil again. Why don't we? We should go. Old time's sake.
You never know.
I'll go to my seats from the 2013 Big Ten title game.
You never know. 5 years. Sometime within 5 years. They can stumble upon it.
When we win the MAC?
They can stumble upon it.
But you're insane.
Let's stay focused.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Lions will have more than 50%.
It's possible.
No, it's not possible. They will, because I think Colts fans don't really care about this team anymore. They're tanking. You're rising up. You may overpay for tickets. It's a short drive. So think about it. Every Lion fan who can't afford to hop on a flight and just go out for a weekend, you can gas up your car and drive down 4 hours to Indianapolis. They're taking over that stadium.
I hope so. It'll be exciting. Tom, 97.1. Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Rico, Mike, pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, man.
My connection.
Good.
Good. A little windy down here on the beach in the Gulf of Mexico. Wanted to just bring up the fact of, do either of you know the date, November 10th, and the significance in the as far as history? November 10th.
November 10th. No, please, enlighten me.
Yes, yesterday, Marine Corps birthday, 249th Marine Corps birthday for the organization. My point is that me and three of my buddies all live in the UP. We are all retired Marines. We jumped in our Silverado and drove all the way down to Houston on Friday.
Oh,
I have a place.
Wow. And then your signal died.
Did we lose them?
Oh, no. I'm going to put him on hold. Make sure I want to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I'll put him on hold. We'll see if we can reconnect with Tom. He literally just, it was gone.
Yeah, first of all, Tom, thank you for your service. And, wow, just road tripped.
From the UP to Houston? Jesus, why didn't you just drive to Brazil at that point? I mean, my God, it's a hell of a road trip.
Maybe Hawaii is next.
We'll go to Dan while we see if we can reconnect with Tom. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, excellent.
I wanted to make a quick point to Rico earlier about us getting away with that pass interference. I thought so, too, until I noticed Anzalone tipped it, and he was in front of the play.
Well,
so there is no pass
interference. Well, hold on. At first I thought that, but then they showed the replay. The contact, he played through his back, and the tip doesn't happen until after the contact on the receiver. Look, Dan, I got news for you. We got a Rolodex of about 50 ways this league has screwed the Lions. I don't care.
So, Dan, if anything, it would have been like defensive holding, but that's an automatic first down.
Oh, I'm not mad. I wasn't complaining at all. I was like, finally, something goes our way. And like, how many times have we lost the way Houston just lost?
A zillion.
You know what that's called? That's your SOL right there of how Houston lost. If it went the other way around, everybody would have been like, oh, my God, I thought SOL was dead, and it's not. No, you found a way. You play such good defense that the referees just gave you the benefit of the doubt at the end of the game and said, nope, you must have made a play.
I have one more thing I want to add that I've noticed with the Lions for the first time that I've never noticed with any team in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
Even the great ones, the Bulls, those Patriots, they never cared about the GM or the owner as much as we do about ours. You never cared about Kraft. You never cared about whoever the Bulls GM was. They like as the Bulls fans never cared. Not they did. We love all three. Even Spielman. We address it. We're aware. We acknowledge them.
Well, I think part of that goes to is no other organization's endured what this team has. And let's face it, the Ford family has rightfully been a pinata for people. So when you are the person to turn it around and when you make the signature hires, I think we're all more mindful of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you become revered like you're the Rooney family or something like that, where, you're known for winning organizations. So,
unlike the comments we're hearing about coming out of Tigers. But we'll save that for another day. Oh, my God. I can't wait to talk about that probably tomorrow. Let's go to Daryl, 97.1. Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Daryl.
Hey, Mr. Rulani. How you doing today?
Good, Daryl. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I want to semi-disagree. That was a great win, but what do you think about that come from behind in Minnesota? A conference division game, head-to-head competition?
Well, I understand the point. I don't think a whole lot of Minnesota, to be honest with you. And Houston off the bye, Houston with a superstar quarterback, the way the game was going, the fact that Goff didn't play well, it wasn't a fake punt to put you behind early. Daryl, it's deeper in the season. It's more meaningful to me, but I understand where you're at with it.
And Daryl, I would also say the fact that you were the only game on at that time. It wasn't buried in 1 o'clock with a lot of other games. Everybody who was watching football was watching the Lions. And I'm sure a lot of people were saying, wait, I thought Detroit was supposed to be good. Really? This is what I've been hearing people bragging about? But then you showed, you know what? We'll take every punch. We'll throw picks. Doesn't matter. You're not going to score in the second half. Walk off field goal victory.
Okay. Next, I'd like to say, that offense was garbage. And that defense held them in the game, right?
Yeah.
Then you got...
I can't do this anymore. I'm just being polite. I
think
can't.
He's nervous.
It's okay. I can't do it. Like, we got to have complete sentences. We'll try it again. Daryl, you're welcome to call anytime. We're up against it, and the pauses are killing me. 248-539-9797. What? I'm sorry, but I got an audience to worry about.
You're sitting there with the number two pick in the draft. You need to be in a better spirit.
I'm in great spirits.
And
the only way it would be better is if they left John Mara, Daboll, Shane, and Daniel Jones in Dusseldorf.
Well, Daboll just said, don't know who the quarterback's going
to
be.
Right, which means I might have to deal with...
Oh.
Italian Satan.
He just got inducted. Didn't he get inducted into the Italian Hall of Fame?
Of what, his own street? The hell out of here, him in that Halloween costume agent of his.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, real quick, before we get back to the people. Hey, did we reconnect with Tom? I just want to make sure his phone cut out. I wanted to hear the rest of his story.
He's still there.
And I'm going to go right to him. But Rico, you talked about the joy I'm feeling with my team where losing is winning, right? Here's something about Daniel Jones that I had sent to me. Just to show you, A, I want Lion fans to feel amazing right now. And I want you to understand why I'm happy. The New York Giants have started Daniel Jones for 6 seasons. How many wins does he have in 6 effing years? 6 years, not 2 or 3, 6.
I'm going to say 42.
Well, you'd be accurate if you turn those numbers around and subtracted one. 23 wins in 6 years. Yeah, choke on that protein bar. Choke.
And we're 9 of those
Jones
all in 1
record
year
in primetime games is worse than Kenny pickup lines at the bar. 1-14 in primetime.
I was going to say 1-8.
How many times has he won more than 5 games in 6 years?
1.
Yep.
So yeah, they won 9 of those in 1 season, right? When they made the playoffs?
I'm going to physically assault you before the day's over. So Paul, Sarah, you wait, are the Antichrist.
Wait,
yes.
So, Paul. So, what you're saying is he has the potential of being a winning quarterback
in hell. Let's go back to the people. I want to reconnect with Tom. His connection failed us. Tom, are you back?
Mike, thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. You were just at a part where you had driven from the UP to Houston.
Yeah, and don't get this the wrong way. We're all doing very well, but if there's going to be four of human beings, Marine Corps human beings, in a vehicle for 17 hours, those are the guys that I want to be with. We had a great time. It was a short drive, so don't get me wrong. We can do Delta any day of the week.
Okay, so talk to me. I mean, this game, you're there live. The Lions fans are taking over the damn place. I mean, it had to feel like you were living in a simulation.
Mike, it starts in the parking lot. Unbelievable as far as the show out for Detroit and in the parking lot before we even went into the game. It was our first time going into the former Astrodome, now a different stadium. But, yeah, great time, great turnout for the fans, and everybody is on cloud nine as far as what we have next as far as going up against Jacksonville in the future.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's a shorter drive, Tommy. I really am circling that Indianapolis game in 2 weeks. That could be one of the most embarrassing takeovers of the season.
When we saw this game on the schedule when it came out, knowing it was on the Marine Corps birthday, we circled it. We got the approval from our wives. We made the trip. And I have a place down here in Galveston. We're kind of enjoying this 80-degree weather on the Gulf of Mexico today.
Beauty.
On a Victory Monday, on a Veterans Day. And I think I probably absorbed at least 4 or 5 Heinekens while I was waiting for you guys to pick up.
I love it. Oh, Tom, you deserve every bit of it. I love it.
Yeah, Tom, enjoy yourself. Thanks for your service. And go down and enjoy Indy as well.
Yeah, get another permission slip. Say you're, you know.
Hey, we'll see you guys there. I would love, Mikey, for you to make the trip. I know that's not something that's out of your realm, but if Rico gives you that invitation, take it up. We'll see you there.
You got it, Tommy.
You know what, Tom? You can even fly on Mike's helicopter.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Richard won. I'm doing great, Paul. I'm doing great. Hey, guys, did you know he won 9 of those games in one season?
Great stat, Paul.
Let's go to Johnny. 97-1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Buenas, Todd. That is Mike and Rico.
Hey. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Reporting live here from Cancun, Mexico, where it's nice and sunny and got a margarita in my hand. I'm catching up with you guys on the Odyssey app.
Love it.
Yeah, love it here. So watching the game last night in the resort, inside the bar, a lot of fans all over from the U.S. Had some guys from Philly, Eagles fans. We had Dallas fans, Packers fans. And, man, I was just talking smack. These guys want no part of us. And just kind of felt great. But kind of we put them on notice. And they recognize Detroit as a force to be reckoned with.
I think what you're seeing is bigger than just a game. And it's bigger than a season. It just feels like a moment in time. I think I've been here long enough. I know Rico has been here long enough where we can say those things. I mean, look, man, I've lived here for 26 years, and it's never been like this. And this just feels like you're turning a corner into legitimacy and to becoming respected. And you know what, Johnny? Maybe feared. And this year feels like this is your year. It's your time. This is happening. I truly believe it. I mean, Rico looked at me like I was on crack when we were in Vegas, and I'm like, look, I'm just saying this. Pre-show, I said this to you. I go, they're winning the Super Bowl. He's like, well, what about just going? No. Other day parts can play it safe. They're winning the Super Bowl. And I sit here today on November 11th. I'm telling you, I've never been more convinced you're winning the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
It's right here for you. You got the team, the coaching. You got the camaraderie, the talent. You're seeing it right now. And by the way, Brian Branch is announcing himself as a all-pro level player where you could have a conversation. I'm not anointing him, but Rico, a conversation of him being the best safety in the league.
The reason why I'm starting to lean your way is because
there it is.
Games like this, and it doesn't matter the sport, but when a team goes through a game like that where you go through all types of adversity, it stays with you. So that later in the season when you're down, you can go from man to man down the bench. Hey, remember when we were in Houston and it looked like all was lost, and we found a way to win. You know what? You're right. And you take it to that next level. Games like this galvanize a team. That's why I said last night's game may have been the best game I've ever seen from the Detroit Lions. Now, because there was no way you should have won. There was no, everything according to football says you lose that game, but you didn't. So when that happens, yeah, that's going to have a lasting effect with this team, whether it's a playoff game, whether it's a tough game against the Buffalo Bills. You're telling yourself, we're never out of it. And when things like that happen, man, teams just start playing to that next level because they believe in themselves no matter what.
And, I, you know, I always go back to a line from your award-winning book, I Have the Answers to Life and You Don't. But you, you grow through what you go through. It was a great line by you. You should pick it up wherever books are sold. I Have the Answers to Life, You Don't. A book by R.L. Beard. But it, no, what you're saying is true because it's a part of the journey of a season. But there feels like there's a connectivity between last year and this year. Last year is fueling this team. I know I'm the same guy who says momentum doesn't exist between games. But there's something here. It's tangible. It's palpable. These guys are still, it's like they're all lying awake at night.
It's a layer of anger that's still there. That's just, it's that extra log in the fire. It's that extra rep when you're tired and somebody leans over and says, but remember we lost that game in San Francisco? Yep, you're right. Let's do it again.
Run the hill.
Let's do it again.
248-539-9797. We'll go to Glenn, 97.1. Glenn, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, Mike. I love you guys. I love all your symbolism and parallelisms. You cracked me up ever since you came on and I think it was 03, weren't you?
04. You're not far off, Glenn. Appreciate two decades of listening.
Well, Glenn, make sure you pick up the book.
That's right.
So I will.
What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I don't want to tell you I've been around a long time, but I'm pretty old. In fact, when I was young, the Dead Sea was only sick. And, and that goes back to being overseas myself, watching the Lions lose to the Cowboys with a drop pass in the 5-0 game. Oh. So I feel, 50 years of pain, and here, this is just feeling great, guys. This is unbelievable. So with what I want Sheila, the mayor, and the governor to do, each of them take a blank check and give it to those three guys, Ben, Glenn, and Fox, whatever they want. In fact, we'll all chip in here in this state, make sure they don't go anywhere. And if they do, if they want to, it's okay, as long as they do it after I die.
Yeah, listen, Glenn, here's the deal. I think, and it doesn't matter what age you are, but the fact that you have the wisdom and you've suffered for as long as you have, Glenn, I think you know what you're watching is different. And you know you can say the words you never thought you were going to say. You can say with a straight face and nobody will make fun of you, we're winning the Super Bowl.
You know what? I was watching it, and then they scored, and it was 23-0. I says, oh, well, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm watching it on the big screen downstairs. And I wait. I might as well watch it. There's nothing else to do. But, boy, that's a lot. All of a sudden, it's 23-13. Hey, they haven't scored yet this half.
That's right.
And they only score. Here's the big thing. In the first half, those three field goals they had, if they're touchdowns, we can't touch them. But they held them to field goals.
That's right.
And as bad as, I mean, that defense, I was sitting there going, I was getting frazzled. What are they going to do to beat this defense? They were on golf before they were, before they hiked the ball and it was legal. And yet they turned it around. I'm telling you, you're right. There's something going on here that they've got all the stars have aligned, okay, so to speak. And just enjoy it, everybody. And if they lose a game coming up, so what?
No, that's
better
fine.
Better now than like the Patriots losing to your Giants in the Super Bowl when they're
undefeated
in an old team.
Listen, and Glenn, the whole point is if you don't win your last game of the season, you're going to walk away disappointed. We all know that. I've always said it. If this team ever got things right, I'd be your biggest fan. But for all the people who are like, oh, my God, Mike is so negative. No, you have the worst franchise in professional sports. Well, Glenn, now that they're good, who's the guy who's been driving the bus even last year? You're winning a home playoff game. You're winning your division this year. I didn't, you know, bleep foot it. I said straight up, you're winning the Super Bowl. Like, Glenn, they're doing this. This is real.
Yep.
And you make sure you get some sleep. Don't panic. They're going to lose a game here or there. Nope. You're going to be all right. I think they're doing this. It's happening, Glenn. It is happening. Why am I going to lie to the listener?
No.
Why am I going to couch what I'm saying? There's no point. They're winning this.
You're just doing it so the Lions like you.
F them. I don't have any. I don't need them, buddy. I don't have any friendships there. I don't need these people.
As I told you guys in the last commercial break, sometimes people are funny.
Oh, I know. Like, if you, God forbid, you pick against them, you're the devil.
Last week, Costin, go do Green Bay pregame. And then yesterday, hey, guys, Lions going to beat Houston.
Oh,
there you go. You just placate to the Lions.
People went bat bleep crazy because I took the Packers plus the 2.5. I go, guys, it just gets to a point. Certain games are like a scheduled loss, bad weather. I had a million reasons. I wasn't right. Wait, so the guy who picks them to win the Super Bowl can't pick that they're going to lose a singular football game?
No, because even though the average fan will say, oh, they'll go 14-3, but you better not pick against us for three games.
Right.
In order to go 14-3, simple math says you must lose three.
From the man who got into Harvard, everybody. Glorious day. Oh, God, I'm so happy for you guys. And I can't lie, I'm happy for myself. You guys won. It was glorious. It was a fabulous W. And America had to deal with a Detroit takeover. And my team won by losing. Greatest loss in Giants history. Oh, God, what a blessed Monday. Paul, ticket text, please.
This is a kind of a negative text, I think, for today. You guys don't think Goff was exposed at all?
No.
Turn him into a drop-back passer, and he did terrible. No play action to bail him out.
Okay, may I? If you turn any quarterback into a true drop-back passer, void of running game, in known passing downs, and all you're doing is passing, you're going to make them look bad. Okay? Last night, lost in the euphoria is your offensive line in a pass-blocking capacity was mediocre to bad. Goff was getting assassinated on a regular basis. The first interception, in Tommy Boy quotations, was an incredible tip where the ball happened to go straight up in the air and a diving play. All right, is that really Goff's fault? No. A Hail Mary. Is that Goff's fault? No. I've never even believed those should be statistically recorded. The other interception is him getting blindsided in the pocket under heavy duress. And instead of it being viewed as a fumble, it's viewed as it's a pick. It didn't hit the ground. All I'm saying is he still completed multiple high-level passes, deep shots, third downs, made the plays that you needed. It's not always going to be a beauty contest.
Might I add to this?
Yes, please.
Here's what happened. Everybody saw Jared Goff for the last five or six games where he was damn near perfect. You know what he looked like yesterday? An NFL quarterback who threw some incomplete passes. We're not used to seeing that because Goff was perfect, or he would have four incomplete passes the entire game. So that's why it looked like he got exposed. He was never going to throw at an 85% completion rate for the entire season.
Hater.
Okay? That's just not going to happen.
Why are
That's
you so
not
negative?
The NFL. Okay? No. I think what you saw was, hey, Houston applied pressure to him. Houston took away the run game and said, okay, well, Goff, you're going to have to beat us. And guess what? Near the end, he found Amon-Ra and said, okay, let's do this.
Look, the throw to Laporta, both of them. Both big throws Gibbs. To J-Mo, the swing to Gibbs, Amon-Ra on two, high leverage critical spots. Look, guys, I'm not going to take 20 games, 30 games of a guy playing Pro Bowl caliber football and then go nuts when one game doesn't go his way. You know what it could have looked like? Ready? Who am I?
Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah, on the flea flicker. Both guys are open. Paul Sarah could have completed it for a touchdown.
People saw People saw Jared Goff.
He looked like one of the magnetic football players.
Oh, my goodness. The little vibrating things.
Might have been able to punt it to them.
Really? You are something else.
Is he going to be a problem?
He is just, it's just.
But people are so used to Jared Goff completing every pass and looking like he just invented the game. It wasn't going to last forever. Hey, newsflash, he's going to have more bad games. Maybe not five interception bad game, but he's going to have more bad games. But what you saw, the team said, hey, Jared, how about we carry you for once instead of you carrying us? And they won the game. The defense stepped up. Special teams stepped up. They got it done. Offensively, no, it wasn't pretty. You struggled. But you won.
Exactly.
Because you didn't quit.
And that's the most impressive thing. This team's got a real spinal cord in a league filled with jellyfish right now. Or, I mean, hell, 10 of the teams got 2 wins. Go to David, 97.1. What's up, David?
How you doing today, sir?
Good, David. What's up?
I just want to say about this game, man, I was really excited because 2 years ago, they would have drove the towel in, not have any faith in herself, and Dan Campbell's really got them playing real well. At first, when he first came here as a coach, I was like, what the hell were they doing? But now, as I look as his coach, I have more respect for this man than I ever had before. And I think this team can win a Super Bowl, and they will probably play Kansas City. But I also think we can beat Kansas City because our defense is going to be a lot better beating Kansas City. That's just my opinion. So I just want to get your guys' feedback, see what you guys think about that.
Go ahead, Rico.
I mean, this is where we are. Is we're talking about the potential Super Bowl matchup with Kansas City.
And, you will hit them with a garbage can. That's how I feel about it.
Really?
I don't think Kansas City's on your level. I think they're fake. Their offense sucks. David, go look at it. They can't score 20 points. They need miracles to beat mediocre to bad teams. No.
But see,
I agree with you 100%. I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
No, David, you're fine. I think the only difference is, I think it's what you saw in the NFC title game last year. Kansas City's been in the Super Bowl before. The Lions have it, and I think that's going to be the difference maker in the game. You could have a more talented team, but if you make the mental errors because this is your first time there, it can hurt you.
I want to quote a movie I really do like, and I want to quote a character. Go ahead, quickly.
I was just going to say this. From last year, from them playing in the championship game, that was their experience, I feel, to put them over the hump. Because when they had a 17-point lead against the 49ers, all heck broke loose on them after halftime. Nerves got to them. They're a different team this year than they were last year. They're more hungry to me, too.
David, it is, but the Super Bowl's a different animal.
And I'm just going to quote Alonzo Harris. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches. That's what the Lions are doing. They are Alonzo from training day, and they are calling out the rest of the league, not a housing project.
So Patrick Mahomes is going to be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
All right. Yo, you mother. Mm-hmm. That's what the Lions are doing every week. Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel.
Yeah. Okay. Alonzo. Right.
That's what's going on. You killed Roger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.